弟兄姊妹们好
Brothers and sisters, I wish you well.
好欢喜被人困了两年多现在可以出来了。After
being away for several years, I now reappear.
好欢喜见到这么多弟兄姊妹可以面对面在一起。
I'm very glad to see these many brothers and sisters are gathered together.
虽然你们戴着口罩我都认得你们的。
Although you may be with your mask, I can still recognize you.
我也都感谢主，我知道有些弟兄姊妹是在线上online，心点online。Yeah,
and there also there are some brothers and sisters who are online.
Okay, 我们都在主里面，能够一起来敬拜，一起来读主的话，都是主给我们特别的恩典。
Together, we will read the word of God, and in this, God will, the Lord will have His grace.
首先我是要代表向三藩市和 St. Bruno 的弟兄姊妹们问候 Southampton 的弟兄姊妹们。
First of all, let me bring greetings from Southampton, from San Francisco and St. Bruno.
我们虽然是很远，但是我们知道我们的关系是
Although physically we may be located far apart, but in fact, in reality, we are not all that far.
所以你们都是喜欢去我们那里面，到五月都去我们那里做。
And there are those who will go from this, from here to our place and vice versa.
Yeah, 他们是honeymoon.
Oh, sorry. There are those who have come over to our place for a honeymoon.
我们实在是感谢主，因为我们在主里面是一个身体里面，是一个家。
We thank the Lord that we are in this one body and one household.
无论是什么事情都不能够将我们来分开。
No matter what, we are not, that nothing can separate us.
因为基督是你的主，亦都是我们的主。
And because Christ is your Lord and also our Lord.
我们是一个头，我们是一个饼，一个杯。
There's one head for us, one bread and also one cup.
首先，好多谢新年弟兄拣多首诗等我唞下。
I thank the Lord that Brother Sunny chose another hymn so that I can settle down.
Because
Eddie was driving quite fast.
但是我们感谢主，我能够两个半钟头就赶到来了。Thank
the Lord that in 2.5 hours I was able to make it here.
但我说我喜欢那首诗歌，不是只是说他给我唞下。
I know that I like that hymn. It's not so that it can give me some time to settle.
因为我们真是主亲自将他的话来到向我们打开。
We really have need of the Lord to truly open His word to us.
我觉得我们每一次聚会，我们里面都有一个心，主啊，你今日又将那个生命的饼，就是你的话，向我们解开。
And that each time that we have to say to the Lord, yes, indeed, this bread of life, open it up to us.
我们先来读两处的圣经。Let
us first read two places of scriptures.
第一处是在《列王纪上》19章，旧约的《列王纪上》19章，我们由18读到21节。
And the first passage is in 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19 in the Old Testament, we read from verse 18 to 20.
21. 列王纪上19章18节，但我在以色列中为自己留下7000人，是未曾向巴力屈膝的，未曾与巴力亲嘴的。
Verse 18. Yet I have left myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth that have not kissed him.
于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见撒法的儿子以利亚耕地， 在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对以利亚到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。
And he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes before him, and with the 12, and Elijah went over to him and cast his mantle on him.
以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里，说：求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。以利亚对他说：你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？
And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow thee. And he said to him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee?
以利沙就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用兔牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚。
And he returned back from him and took the yoke of oxen and killed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave to the people and they ate. And he arose and went after Elijah and ministered to him.
第二处我们是读列王记下第二章。
Second passage will be 2 Kings in chapter 2.
列王记下第二章，我哋先读第一、第二两节。
We first read verse 1 and 2 of chapter 2.
又话要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从急甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：又话差我往伯大尼去，你可以在哪里等候？以利沙说：我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓。我必不离开你，于是与人下到伯大尼。
Chapter 2 verse 1 And it came to pass when Jehovah would take up Elijah into the heavens by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, Abide here, I pray thee, for Jehovah has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said, As Jehovah liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee.So they went down to Bethel.
我们再由第八节读到十四节。
We'll also now read from verse 8 through to verse 14.
两列王记下第二章第八节。
2 Kings chapter 2 verse 8.
以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开，二人走干地而过。
And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, and they too went over on dry ground.
过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你作什么只管求。以利沙说：愿感动你的灵，加倍的感动我。
And it came to pass when they had gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I am taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
以利亚说：你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我就必得着，不然必得不着了。
And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Thou hast asked a hard thing. And if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so to thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
他们正走着说话，忽有火车火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。
And it came to pass as they went on and talked and behold,A chariot of fire and horses of fire, and they parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into the heavens.
以利沙看见就呼叫说：我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两片。
And Elijah saw it, and he cried, My father, my father.The chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more, Then he took hold of his own garments and rent them into pieces.
他拾起以利亞身上跌下來的外衣回去站在約旦河邊。
And he took up the mantle of Elijah, which fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan.
他用以利亞身上跌下來的外衣打水說，耶和華以利亞的神在哪裡呢？打水之後，水也左右分開，以利沙就過來了。
And he took the mantle of Elijah, which had fallen from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is Jehovah, the God of Elijah? He also smote the waters, and they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Reading of our scriptures is here for now. Stop for now.
今天和大家要分享的是以利沙，他怎样蒙召。 同埋佢屬靈生命成長嘅一啲嘅奧情。
And today I want to share with you the calling of Elisha and also his learning in the process of his growing spiritually.
喺聖經裏面講到先知一定會提到以利亞。
When in the Bible it mentions of prophets, Elijah will always be mentioned.
我哋知道以利亞係 處喺一個好黑暗嘅時代嘅神所用嘅先知。
You know, Elijah was a prophet that God used at a time when it was really dark in Israel.
當時神嘅百姓佢哋背逆神，結果就分開南邊同埋北邊。
At the time, the people of God, they turned their backs on him, and the nation was split into the north and southern kingdom.
咁以利亞係響 以色列即係北國阿哈做王嘅時候，神用咗佢嚟到替神説話。So
Elijah was a prophet in Israel, the northern kingdom, when Ahab was king, and God used Elijah to speak his words.
你知道以利亞嗰個名字嘅意思就係他的神是耶和華。And
the name of Elijah means his God, his God is Jehovah.
他的名其實就是帶出一個見證。
And even his name brings forth a testimony.
他的神就是耶和華。
His God is Jehovah.
所以我們知道以利亞是神所大用的一個先知替神講說話。
And we know Elijah was greatly used of God to speak for him.
那個時候 北國以色列唔單止有個好惡嘅王，佢個王后耶洗別就仲唔好。
Not only was the northern kingdom of Israel at the time had a bad and wicked king, in fact his wife Jezebel was even worse.
所以喺列王記上17章一開頭嘅時候，神就對以利亞話：你去同嗰個王阿哈講。
So in chapter 17 of 1 Kings, straight away, in the beginning, God instructed Elijah to go and say these things to Ahab.
他說我指著所侍奉永生耶和華以色列的神起誓，這幾年我若不禱告，必不降傲，不下雨。
There he was to say, As Jehovah the God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain these years except by my word.
你知道, 當以利亞講咗呢啲説話以後，真係唔落雨，以利亞就走咗去匿埋。And
Elijah having said these words and went away, and sure enough, there was a drought without rain.
哦，以利亞就匿響約旦河東邊嗰度咧有烏鴉擔肉俾佢食嚇。And
he went to eastward and hide himself by the torrent of cherries, and there the birds were bringing him a meat.
咁後尾搞到啲溪水都乾晒啦，咁佢又離開嗰度，神又叫個寡婦嚟到供應佢。And
when the torrent cherries dried up, God led him to the widow's house to be provided for.
咁去到 十八章嗰阵时，嗰阵时神又对以利亚话：你去见嗰个王阿哈王。
And so when we come to chapter 18, again God asked Elijah to go and speak and to Ahab.
哦，佢就本来就去匿埋，因为嗰个王就杀佢嘛，因为佢唔祷告，就唔恶语，搞到好大嘅干旱，其实系神嘅审判。
And because of Elijah saying that there will be a drought, there will not be rain, and it surely happened, and so that he was being sought after, and he had to hide himself.
咁嗰阵时，以利亚就同嗰个王讲：，你叫你哋嗰啲外邦嗰啲拜偶像嘅先知嚟。
And at this time, Elijah said to Ahab, "You can call your prophets, your false prophets."
咁啊，睇下要献祭嘅时候，边个神听边个祷告过火恶嘅啊？烧咗呢啲祭物，就表示神悦纳。
And let's offer up a sacrifice by fire. And if this happens, then it will show who's God is real.
嗰阵时已经三年无恶雨啦。
By that time, it has been 3 years without rain.
结果嗰啲巴力嘅先知啊，无论做乜嘢啊，又切我都为国自己啊，又祷告啊，几百个，结果一啲反应都冇。
And the false prophets of Baal, they were cutting themselves, praying.And did all sorts of things, but yet, there was no rain.
结果当以利亚祷告的时候
But when Elijah prayed,
耶和华降下火，烧尽燔祭、木头、石头、尘土，烧尽沟里边嗰啲水。
And when Elijah prayed, God sent fire to consume the whole sacrifice, all the being burned up.
以利亚行了呢个神迹，众民都说耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
And after this miracle, all were claiming Jehovah is God.
众人就杀咗巴力嘅先知啊，众民都回心归向神。
And people then killed the false prophets of Baal and turned to God.
但系你知道嗰、那个好恶嘅皇后耶洗别就话：我今日一定要爱你命。
And Jezebel, the very wicked.The queen said that today I will take your life.
咁以利亚又走，但系我哋感谢神啊，天使俾水俾饼佢重新得。
And Elijah fled and ran away, and we thank God that God sent an angel to provide for Elijah with bread and water.
先知有阵时都有软弱噶。
Even for prophets, they can have moments of weakness.
佢曾经喺鹅藤树下求死啊。
And in fact, under the broom bush,
佢有咩喺个山洞里边唔知做乜嘢？神嘅话临到啊。
And he was in the cave, and not sure what he was doing there, but God's word came to him.
神话以利亚，你喺呢度做乜嘢
？And God asked him, Elijah, what are you doing here?
然后神就最后再使用以利亚做。神要做的最后一件事。
And finally, God used Elijah to do the very final work.
就是我们刚才开始读的列王纪上十九章，就叫他去高撒法的儿子以利沙继续你做先知。
And that's what we have been reading in chapter 19, that Elijah was to go and call Elisha to be the prophet after him.
以利沙佢个名嘅意思就系他的拯救是神。
And Elisha, the meaning of it is that his salvation is from God.
喺嗰个时代啊，喺咁黑暗嘅时代，替神讲说话系好唔容易嘅。
And during those dark days,for God to speak, it wasn't easy.
所以他要成就先知的职事是不容易的。
And to fulfill the ministry of a prophet would not have been easy.
刚才我们所读的列王纪 上十九章嗰度就系讲到以未亚去揾以利沙。
Just now, as we were reading from chapter 19 of 1 Kings, we have before us Elijah going to look for Elisha.
在19章18节那里，神先讲给他听，但我在以色列中为主留下7000人，未曾向巴黎不失，未曾与巴黎亲近。
And in verse 18 of that chapter,God said to Elijah that he has kept 7,000 in Israel who have not bowed the knee to Baal, neither have kissed him.
然后就去到十九节，就是说以利亚离开那里走了，遇见沙法的儿以利沙在耕地，在他面前有12对牛，然后他赶住第十二。
And then he went on to say in verse 19, and he departed thenceAnd found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yokes before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah went over to him and cast his mantle on him.
你知道在圣经里面，以利沙他行的神迹是 double 过他师父以利亚。
And in fact, in the Bible, we can read of the miracles that Elisha had performed,surpasses that of Elijah.
所以很多时候现在的弟兄姊妹都说、啊、这里有个以利亚，但是后生仔以利沙在哪里、啊、
And sometimes some brothers will say, oh, here is Elijah, but where are the young ones, the Elishas?
刚才这个以利亚在这里领唱诗，有个以利沙在这里翻译的，这后生仔是谁？
Just now there's Elijah leading the hymns and there was Elisha doing the translation.
所以我们当我们去到最后的地方，我们不是只是去看以利亚，我们去找、啊、这以利沙在哪里、啊、
So when we go to a meeting place, it is not just looking out for Elijah, but actually for us to be looking out for any Elisha, where is he?
就是希望能够有继续的人来到彼此使用。
That there will be those who will be a use of the Lord in continuance.
圣经里面没有讲很多关于以利沙的背景。
The Bible doesn't say much of the background of Elisha.
也都没有讲啊，他是读过先知学校啊，或者读过神学啊，或者读过什么。
And I never said that he has been to any theological colleges or any such like.
是神的拣选。
It was God's appointment.
但是你要知道这几圣经里面讲的说话是很精炼的。几节圣经呢就讲给我们听很多东西。
And in fact, it's very, very, compact these verses that a few verses have a lot to say to us.
我们由这几节圣经里面，我就稍微知道一下以利沙究竟是怎样的人。
And in these few verses, we may well see what Elisha was like.
我们可以看到以利沙很明显这里说他是一个农家出身，是吧？
It seems that he was in farming.
啊！佢屋企有十二对牛，佢咧就喺度赶紧第十二对。
And that twelve yokes of oxen, and he was actually driving them.
你可以睇到，当神呼召佢嘅时候咧，佢可以讲佢系一个殷勤做工嘅人。
And when God called him, he was someone who was hard working.
而且咧，佢屋企嘅环境唔错嘅。
And perhaps his family was quite well off.
因为当时有一对牛，嗰啲农夫已经唔错，佢屋企有十二对。
And to have a pair of oxen would have been well to do, but here he has 12 pairs.
而且你觉得佢系好勤力嘅，唔似而家嗰啲富二代啊，净系识得去食识一玩，佢自己喺度赶紧第十二对。
And he was one who was working hard.Not like this generation, these days where they only know how to enjoy and not work.
啊， 所以我你一圣经里好几句说话，如果我哋真系主将生命嘅饼打开，我哋好容易就睇到原来神用人系用嗰啲好殷勤，唔一定你而家就一定要点样属灵化，但系你呢个人系好正直嘅活喺神跟前。
And the person that God used would be someone who was studious or industrious, not necessarily someone who seems very spiritual.
你见到当神呼召彼得啊，当神呼召约翰啊，佢哋喺度做紧咩？就打鱼系嘛，好勤力打鱼。
When the Lord called Peter and John, what were they doing at the time? Were they not fishing?
你见到神呼召马太嗰时候，佢好唔得闲喺度收钱啊，喺税关处嗰度收税，系嘛
？And even when God called Matthew, he was busy collecting taxes.
所以你唔好以为神呼召你嘅时候，你一定要我24小时读经祷告啊，唔一定噶。
So don't think that when God calls you, you have to be at a time when you are praying and reading God's word 24 hours a day.
你要知道。神用人嗰啲系好殷勤，系好勤力嘅人，或者好忙嘅人，神呼召唔一定话哦，等我退咗休得闲先要服侍主啦咁。
And God calls those who are hard working and those who are really busy. It's not a case when you have to wait till you are retired and have time to serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹都知道。我后生嘅时候啊，即系其实我都后生过咁好多当然系王国显弟兄帮我好多，另外有一位年长嘅姊妹都帮我好多。
And you know that I was once young as before, and brother Wong Kok Hin has helped me a great deal, and so also an elderly sister.
呢个年长嘅姊妹佢哋系。50年代他在上海的时候读医的做医生的。50年代刚刚即是共产党解放中国不是很久的时候。
This elderly sister was in the 1950s, when she was in fact a doctor at the time.
那他就告诉我们听他特别关心我们青年人，我那时读紧 undergrad 的
，uni
第一年那时。
At that time, I was at university, first and second year, and she was rather concerned for us.
他说我哋嗰个时候，我哋嗰啲医学院嘅同学啊，我哋系搏命读书，搏命追求，搏命聚会。
Says that during our days, those of us who areas doctors in the course will study hard and indeed meet and pursue hard.
他说因为我们知道可能追求服侍读圣经的机会不是很多的，因为那个政治的环境。
Because of the political situation, we know that our reading of the Bible, our opportunities to do so may not be there.
而且知道学校医院好多嘅压力，或者直情点名嚟到话我哋呢班基督徒，净系知道上帝都唔理为人民服务嘅。
And perhaps others will complain about us Christians at the place, think that all you worry about is your God above, and you don't care about what's happening to the people around.
你哋成日去聚会，你哋嗰啲专业，你哋都唔得嘅。
That you're always going to meetings and you're not career minded.
但是你知道他们这一班爱主的弟兄姐妹，他们搏命追求，搏命聚会，但是他们的专业读书做事都是最命的。
And these group of brothers and sisters, although they pursue hard and the Lord, yet and what comes of their results was good.
佢哋觉得，因为佢哋知道佢哋系为主作见证。
Because they knew that they were a testimony for the Lord.
人哋对佢哋好多个挑战，但系因着佢哋样样都喺主面前好，反而嗰啲人
And because they have been true to the Lord, everything seems to go on well with them. Others are not able to say anything against them.
在过去的20年，我有机会去中国来到家庭教会来到服侍。
And in these last 20 years, I have the opportunity to go back to China to meet with these house groups.
我就发觉在中国家庭教会里面有很多神所用的人，就是那个时代50年代在中国的大学生。
And I suddenly realized that in these house groups, the people whom God had greatly used are those who were in that time, in the 50s, this group of brothers and sisters.
他们那段时追求爱主，同样在专业也都很好，打了很好的根基。
And they have loved the Lord well, and they have pursued well before the Lord, and they have indeed established a good foundation.
当有机会服侍主的时候，他们就成为家庭教会神的见证的祝福。
And when the opportunity comes, they become the house groups, and be that testimony of God.
所以我们就见到神呼召人的时候，那些人可能你是在耕田，可能你是在做医生，可能你在读书，但是你都是在主面前忠心殷勤的做工。
That when God calls you, you may be a doctor, you may be working as something else, or even farming. When God calls you, you have to be someone who is diligent in your work.
王上十九章十九节那里说，他说以利沙到了以利亚坦那里，将自己的外衣搭在他身上，以利沙就离开牛跑到坦那里去。
And when Elijah put his mantle or cast his mantle on him, he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and followed him.
他好像没说多少说话。
Seems that he did not say much.
因为下面说我叫你做什么，我都没跟你说什么。
We do not read of Elijah asking him to do anything.
但是当以利亚将他外衣搭在以利沙身上的时候，以利沙即刻就知道。
Seems when he cast his mantle on Elijah, Elijah knew straight away.
二十节，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里，说：求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。
And Elisha left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow thee.
你就知道以利沙是一个预备好的一个青年人。
Seems this young man, Elisha, is well prepared.
当以利沙将他的外衣搭在他身上，那个就外衣是代表即时，代表工作，他即刻知道神的拣选找到他。
And when Elisha cast his mantle over him, that mantle would indeed signify God's choosing and in the ministry and work.
以利沙就离开牛，走去以利亚那里。
And Elisha left the oxen and ran towards Elijah.
如果你有留意在过去差不多有七八年帮手道弟兄，他每一次将他一百岁之后，我发觉每一次他讲道他都是讲一个题目。
And in the last seven or eight years for brother Stephen Kwong, in his messages, he always had this one topic.
你们知不知道 他最后间讲什么？
You know finally what he was saying.
他其实说 Are you ready? 你预备好没啊？
Yeah, he's asking, Are you ready?
他好像次次都是讲这个题目，因为他知道主很快就来。
It seems that every time he will be on this topic, knowing that the Lord will soon return.
你预备好见主没？
Are you well prepared to meet the Lord?
所以今天我们 聚会喺度做乜嘢？
Today, as we gather for a meeting, what are we doing?
我哋好感谢主弟兄姊妹一齐相爱。 我哋读主嘅话，我哋好喜乐。 感谢主。
God that we can love one another and read God's word and be blessed in it.
我哋成长, 属灵生命成长, 我哋摆出神嘅见证, 是为了什么?
And for us to grow spiritually and there to have a testimony for the Lord, what is this for?
因为主要得着他的教会。
Because the Lord wants to obtain His church.
主要教会就是耶稣基督的身父, 装饰整齐。
The Lord wants indeed the church as the bride ready for the Lord Jesus.
等欢迎主的回来。
To welcome His return.
万有今日在无苦叹息里面是等候神的众子显出来，就教会能够长大成人。
Every creature is actually groaning, waiting for the liberation of the sons of glory.
神要得着我们，然后要藉着教会使天上执政掌权的那个魔鬼撒旦，看到我们叫撒旦知道神的智慧。
And through the church, God will use her to portray the wisdom of God to the one who is the authority and power of darkness.
所以我们一切追求服侍， 是为了我们能够真是叫主能够快点来。
And our pursue, our service is for the Lord's, the quickening of the Lord's return.
所以今天我们清不清楚知道主要来是等我们预备好啊？
Are we clear that the Lord's return is that He is waiting for our getting ready?
如果你睇到头先我哋所读咁一段圣经啊，以利沙就去以利亚嗰度，佢话求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟从你。咁以利亚话：你去吧，我同你我向你讲过啲乜嘢咩？咁廿一节，以利沙就离开他，宰咗一对牛，用兔牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚嚟到服侍佢。
Read there, Elijah said to Elijah, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow thee. And Elijah said to him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took the yoke of oxen and killed them and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen and gave it to the people.
那句话是什么意思呢？即是以利亚跟他讲，你回去吧，我跟你讲过什么？
And it seems Elijah says, oh, go back, what have I said to you?
我相信他们有个意思，就是不是我跟你讲过什么。
Seems that Elijah is saying, it's not me who has said anything to you.
当以利亚将外衣披在以利沙身上的时候，究竟主跟你讲过什么？
And when Elijah put this mantle on him, it is what the Lord God has said to you.
不是人跟你讲嘢，叫你去放低职业，全时间服侍主，你就乖乖地去。
It's not man telling you to indeed put away your career and then to follow the Lord and serve Him, and that you are just listening to what man is saying. If it's just to hear what I have to say, you can go back. But what has the Lord said to you?
那以利沙就说，你容我同父母亲嘴，我就走了。
And Elijah says, let me go back and kiss my father and mother, and I will follow, I will go with you.
我唔知道你哋啲圣经都好熟啊，佢读到呢句说话就系咪好似有啲地方曾经有啲咁嘅事情发生过，曾似曾相识啊呢段圣经。
And you are familiar with the scriptures who wonder, oh, isn't this very similar to what has happened before?
因为喺路加福音第9章嗰度，主呼召啲门徒嘅时候，61、62节，有嘅人话主啊， 但系用我要跟随你，但系用我先辞去我屋企人啊。咁耶稣讲咩啊？手扶着嚟向后看的，不配做我的门徒。
And remember, there's this one person who said to the Lord, "Let me go and say goodbye to my family, then I'll come with you." And what did the Lord say? One who has have put his hand on the plow and looked back is not worthy of the kingdom of God.
好似说话差唔多。
Seems it's very much the
same. 但系嗰个人系完全唔同。
But a different person.
你见到以利沙，佢话我同我父母亲嘴 say goodbye， 咁咧，然后佢做乜嘢？佢就劏咗只牛，我耕田嗰啲器具烧咗嚟又煮嗰嗰只牛肉，然后就请晒嗰啲朋友嚟食。
And it seems what Elisha was doing was having said goodbye to the parents, then he killed an oxen and also destroyed all the implements of that he was using and had this meal for his friends.
路加福音第九章嗰个根本主一睇佢就知道佢揾藉口，我而家唔跟从你，我翻去同我父母倾下先啦。佢根本，如果雅各书嘅新约第四章第八节嗰度有一句说话，佢话 James 4:8，佢话心怀异议的人啊，要洁净你们的心。
And this person who perhaps for the Lord wasn't all that single, in fact was just giving it as an excuse, and the Lord knew that. And in James chapter 4:8, there it says, cleanse your hands, sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
啊，英文话 double-minded， 心怀异议的人，你要洁净你哋嘅心。
You who are double-minded, you need to purify your hearts.
当我哋要跟从主嘅时候，我哋唔可以 double-minded， 唔可以心怀异议，我哋嘅心。唔得洁净啊，其实有其他嘅企图好多时候。
If we are to follow the Lord, how we cannot be double-minded, and we need to have our hearts purified.
其实真正要跟从主，我哋一定要有一个好清洁嘅心，单纯嘅心。
To follow the Lord, how we need to have a cleansed and purified heart, one that is single.
我哋实在系求主。嚟到真系俾我哋里边有一个咁样单纯向着主个心。
May the Lord give to us such a heart, one that is single towards Him.
你见到佢吗？佢翻去同佢个父母告别之后，佢就嚟到杀咗羊，杀咗牛，烧咗嗰啲耕田嘅器具，然后咧就煮饭俾佢啲朋友食。同啲朋友宣告晒啲单啊，拜拜啦。
And it seems that he has gone back to say goodbye to the parents, and then he killed the oxen and destroyed all his implements, and then cooked a meal for his friends to say goodbye.
佢系决心啊，甚至系斩断一切翻转头嘅后路嚟到跟从主。
And he was purpose in his heart to follow the Lord and indeed cut off all any back way.
你知道当以利沙得到咁样嘅人嘅时候，我觉得佢真系好得安慰。
And for Elijah to have such a person as Elisha, he would have been greatly comforted.
我觉得今日神亦都喺度你哋当中等候啲以利沙出嚟。
And God is also wanting in your midst to be waiting for Elisha's to appear.
嗰个可能系对我哋呢啲以利亚最大嘅安慰同埋喜乐。
And it will be the greatest comfort to the Elijahs around.
咁我哋睇下究竟以利沙，我哋而家讲到呼召讲咗，讲到佢属灵生命嗰个学习，佢系有咩学习咧
？And we have seen his calling, but what about his spiritual learning?
圣经里面冇讲。
The Bible doesn't tell us.
冇记录到究竟以利沙跟住以利亚学咗啲乜嘢。
Not telling us what Elisha has learned having followed Elijah.
喺撒母耳王记下三章十一节嗰度咧，就讲咗少少。
And in 2 Kings chapter 3, there's a verse that simply tells us, verse 11.
就嗰时系犹大王同埋以色列王同摩亚王争战。
At that time, the king of Israel and Judah was having a war with Moab.
然后嗰、那个以色列王就话啊，冇水饮、啊，点搞啊？
And the king of Israel says, oh, there's no water to drink. What should we do?
佢话嗰度，佢话十一节佢就话，这位不是有耶和华的先知吗？我哋可以托佢求问耶和华。咁以色列有一个神子就话啦，呢度有撒法嘅儿子以利沙，就是从前服侍以利亚的，原文作倒水在以利亚手上的。
And verse 11 of chapter 3, 2 Kings, there says, And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of Jehovah that we may inquire of Jehovah by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elijah.
这就是记载以利亚怎样训练以利沙呢？
And here we can see how Elijah trained Elisha.
他说他就在服侍他，倒水在他手上，是他的 personal server.
And just as someone who ministered to him as his personal servant.
好像不是说教他很多方法去怎样做先知。
Not teaching him the ways and methods of what it is to be a prophet.
咁直到列王纪下第二章，我哋头先读嘅嗰段圣经。
At the time, we have read that passage in 2 Kings chapter 2.
嗰度就讲下以利沙点样跟住以利亚嚟到成为神所用嘅先知。
And tells us how Elisha followed after Elijah.And this prophet whom God used.
我哋头先正系读咗前面两节同埋后面，中间由三四五六七嗰度，其实讲系差唔多系 repeat 第二节。
And in fact, we've just read first the first verse, second verse, and then some later verses. But in verse 3 to 6, it is repeated.
嗰度就好简单记载，当神要接以利沙翻去，即系嗰个时候，以利沙就带住以利亚嚟到走四个地方。
And it seems that Elijah was taking Elisha to four places just prior to God taking him away.
以利他说以利亚便从第一节，以利亚从以利沙从吉格开始行。
And verse 1 we read of how they started their journey from Gilgal.
然后以利亚就对以利沙说，耶和华差我去伯大尼，你不用去，你在这里等我啊。
And so Elijah said to Elisha,Wait for me here, God has sent me to battle.
咁以利沙就话，我指着永生的耶和华，又讲上啲乜嘢起誓，我必不离开你。于是由吉格就去到伯大尼。
But Elisha replied, As Jehovah liveth and as thy soul liveth, I shall not leave thee. So they went together to battle.
然后佢啲人话，哦，你个师傅以利沙耶和华要接我一个师傅，我离开你，你知唔知啊？佢话我知。
And then the sons of the prophets were telling Elisha that do you know that Jehovah will take away thy master? Do you? And he said, I know.
然后第四节，以利亚对以利沙说：耶和华差我由伯大尼，不如你哥 啊，但系你唔使去，你喺度等我得噶啦。咁啊，以利亚又重复讲：啊，我只做永生嘅耶和华起誓，我一定唔离开你。
And verse 4, Elijah again said to Elisha that God had sent me from here to
Jericho.
And then it says that you do not need to go, you can be here. And Elisha said the very same thing as Jehovah liveth, and so as your soul liveth, I will not leave thee.
也第六节，以利亚又对以利沙说，又话差我往约旦河去，你可以喺呢度等我。以利沙说，我又一次，我只作永生耶和华说，我又敢喺你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是两个人又由耶利哥去到约旦河。
And then again in verse 6, Elijah, I said to Elisha, like God has sent me now to Jordan, you do not need to go. And then he said that again, that he will not leave Elijah. And so both of them went on.
而且那里说是有先知的门徒五十人站在那里，他们都站在那里没跟以利亚过约约旦河。
And there was this 50 sons of prophets or prophets there. They were on the banks, stood opposite afar off, not following the two of them.
你见到这里讲出一件什么事，我们要直接读圣经来用了解的。
What is it that we need to understand what we are reading here?
当我们要服侍主的时候，不是说教我们什么方法来做先知。
That as to serve the Lord, it's not being taught what way and method to serve.
是重在跟随。
It is focused on following.
他由急格去耶利哥，由耶利哥去伯大尼，由伯大尼去约旦河。
And from Gilgal to Bethel, and Bethel to Jericho, and then to Jordan.
而且他不过你看圣经里面的意思啊，是重点在什么呢？因为以利亚话俾以利沙听，是耶和华差我去。
And Elijah said very clearly that it is God who have sent him.
所以他就知道神差以利亚去，所以他就叫做死跟。
So he knows that God had sent Elijah, so he would follow.
你要知道这四个地方的地名其实都有属灵的意思的。
And even these four places, they have their spiritual significance and meaning.
你知道急格啊，在圣经里面有几个急格，那里是讲到肉体受对付，是吧？在这受割礼，将埃及的羞辱滚出去。
And Gilgal means the rolling away of the flesh, just as the Israelites were having the circumcision there.
你在那里有急格去到耶利哥，由急格去到伯大尼。
And from Gilgal to Bethel.
伯大尼是神的家。
Bethel is the house of God.
那里是在神的家里面能够有服侍的地方。
It is a place where we can serve.
耶利哥那里是征战得胜的经历，是吧？那里曾经神用着将这个坚固的城垒来到围绕，来到主的得胜献出来，是吧？
Jericho is a place where it speaks of the victory of their warfare, that to conquer that stronghold, that strong city.
约旦河是讲到死而复活，是吧？经过约旦河进入死，然后在约旦河里面走出来，然后死而复活。
And Jordan speaks of indeed death and resurrection, going through Jordan as one coming forth in resurrection after death.
所以你见到吗？呢度系讲到属灵生命嗰个路程。
Are you able to see that this is the spiritual progress of spiritual life?
今日或者啲人我要做呢样做嗰样。
Today, people will talk about doing this and that.
如果你去到基督教的一些书房，现在最 这个 best seller 啊，嗰啲多人买嘅书咧，就系教佢 how to 啊，点样去做一个好嘅丈夫，点样去做一个好嘅妻子啊，点样去啊有啲好啲嘅，点样去传福音，点样叫做教会能够即系好大整到。
And if you go to look at some Christian bookshop, what you see the most on the shelves would be books telling you how to be a good husband, how to be a good wife, how to serve well, and how to build up the church.
我相信嗰啲嘢，嗰啲个教徒都对我有啲帮助嘅。
I believe that there may
be some help. 我唔系否定所有嘅嘢。
With these books, I'm not denying them.
但系真正属灵生命嘅成长系重在跟从主。
But the real growth in spiritual growth is with following the Lord.
而且喺每一个地方里边嗰啲意义都系生命嘅追求。
And those four places where we have the pursuit of life, the significance of it.
肉体要受对付。
The flesh needs to be dealt with.
我哋要喺神嘅家里边嚟到一同嚟到服侍，一同嚟到相交，因为神嘅家先至系真正天嘅门吓，系神嘅家，神嘅殿。
In the house of God, how we are to pursue together and indeed to serve together, and it is in the house of God which is the gate of heaven.
生命成长要经过耶利哥，经过属灵嘅征战。
For spiritual growth, we need to go through Jericho, where there is the spiritual battle.
而且你要睇到耶稣基督先至系我哋嘅得胜。
And you need to see that it's only the Lord Jesus is our victory.
真正嘅服侍
，true a service
系用生命
，is that of life？
用乜嘢生命啊
？Whose life？
唔系你嘅生命，你要死，然后让主嘅生命、复活嘅生命。
It's not your life because you need to die and for you to be raised up with that life of Lord Jesus.
圣经就用很简单的几节，然后讲给我们听，以利亚是怎样带以利沙成为神能够用的先知。
And only in these few verses we see how Elijah was leading Elisha to become a vessel, a prophet of God.
以利沙咁样跟住以利亚嘅时候
，When Elisha so follow Elijah，
哦，当佢要过约旦河嘅时候
，When he is to cross over to Jordan，
第九节嗰度话过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求。
Verse 9, the moment they went across over the Jordan, there Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I am taken away from thee.
以利沙说，愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。以利亚第十节，以利亚说，你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你要看见我就必得着，不然必不得着。
And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And verse 10, Elijah said, thou hast asked a hard thing. If thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so. But if not, it shall not be so.
我们大家这一节圣经很出名，很多人都
记得。We know this is a very famous verse to many of us.
我们只是记得，我们没有看前面，我们以为就是这样求双倍的圣灵感动我，那我就得了吧。
You think, oh, as long as I ask, oh, the double portion of spirit upon me, then I will have it.
如果你真的读英文的时候，它不是说要圣灵双倍的来加给它。
It is not a saying from the English translation clearly that it's not the Holy Spirit.
What is the English? Read it again.
Yeah, it says, Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
即是说,他说, 愿, 以利亚的利, 双倍的感动, 即是以利亚的利, 什么叫做以利亚的利?
What is that spirit of Elijah? Here is talking about having double portion of this.
我想起我本来读这段时候，我就觉得哇，以利沙都几犀利。I
read this, I thought, oh,
呢个人系full of ambition, 好有野心啊，要做大事啊。佢师傅做嗰啲都唔得，佢要double.
That he's really ambitious and wants to be double that of Elijah.
但我再呢一次我再读嘅时候，我呢边个感觉.
This time as I read it again, this is how I feel.
以利沙其实他是谦卑,
in fact, Elisha is indeed,
他知道做先知是几咁唔容易, 尤其是在那个黑暗的时代.
He knew, that it wasn't easy to be a prophet, especially in those darkened days.
他觉得他根本不行,没办法跟得上.
That, he felt that he's not able, he's not able to follow on.
以利亚的灵是什么?
What is this spirit of Elijah?
就是他里面最深处的东西。
That is what is the most innermost of Elijah.
就是他里面爱主、信主那个灵里面一个以利亚这个人最深处的那个部分。
It is the deepest the depths of Elijah where there he has his love for the Lord.
主耶稣曾经说我的灵里面焦急,
the Lord has said before that he's zealous in his spirit.
Well, zealous, yeah. 这个灵, 而且你讲到这个灵, 是有一个jealous的意思。
That this spirit, there's this jealousy or zealous.
就是对着主, 因为啊, 看到他的百姓, 对于主, 应该得的地位, 应该让主做主, 他们不得。
And Elijah saw the people where the Lord should have been Lord, but they have not taken this to heart, and they are not doing so.
当主耶稣见到圣殿里面啲人卖牛羊鸽子, 他心里边焦急,
and the heart of the Lord burned when he saw those people who buy and sell in the temple.
因为他说你们怎可以将我父的殿变成贼窝呢?还是做生意呢?
How can you have the temple, the house of my father, as a den of thieves.
他是为了他的父的殿心里面焦急.
And his heart is being consumed by the temple of
God. 以利亚的灵是一个有一个jealous的灵.
And this heart, this spirit of Elijah is one that is jealous for the Lord.
因为他对于神的百姓不尊重神的权柄, 他在这里有这个记仇的心.
That they have this heart of jealousy for the Lord because his people are not one who has taken him.
这个是出于他里面爱主的心.
This comes from a heart of loving the Lord.
以利沙他说, 如果你真的要我继续来做, 以利亚跟他说, 你向我求什么? 我都给你.
And Elijah says, whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. Elisha knew that he was to continue from Elisha.
没求智慧,没求恩赐,没求财富.
That he did not ask for wisdom or gifts and ability.
他求的就是你的灵,你爱主的心,你对于神的主权,那个jealous的,这样的心, 我要你加倍的加在我身上.
That I want you to give this spirit of yours where you have this jealousy for God over him.
因为他知道他要 准以利亚嘅职事，佢唔得啊。
Because he knew that to take over the ministry of Elijah, he finds he's not able.
以利亚系好明白神嘅心意。
Elijah knew the heart of God.
佢你所求嘅真系好难啊。
What you're asking is very.
但系如果我被接上升，你睇见我被接上去，你就得到。
This is a hard thing you've asked. However, if you see me being taken away from you,
一个服侍主嘅人个眼睛因为要向上望。
And one who serves the Lord needs to have his sight on that which is above.
他师父指出呢条路，你要一目仰望天。
That this is the way that the master has told him you have to look
to heaven. 指着当你睇见神接我上去，当你个眼睛睇见神嘅时候
，When you see God taking me away, and when you see God，
你就得着啦。
Then you would have got it。
咁样，以利沙睇见就话：我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，以后我再唔见你。于是以利沙将自己衣服撕为两边，就执起以利亚跌落嚟嘅外衣。然后站向约旦河，他用以利亚跌下来的外衣打水，说：耶和华啊，以利亚神在哪里？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就行过。
And Elijah saw it and cried, My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his men's own garments and rent them in two pieces.And he took up the mantle of Elijah, which fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah, which had fallen from him, and smote the waters, and said, Where is Jehovah, the God of Elijah? He also smote the waters, and they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over.
以利沙用以利亚外衣打水。
Use the mantle of Elijah to smote the water and the water parted.
但是当他打水的时候，他不是靠这个外衣。
But when he used the mantle to smote the waters, he wasn't.
他就喊什么？
他 wasn't relying on the mantle.
以利亚的神在哪里？
He was crying out, Where is the Jehovah of Jehovah? He's crying to the God of Elijah.
然后约旦河的水就左右分开。
So then the waters are parted.
他就行干地而过。
And so he went as on dry ground.
这个是神用以利沙所行的第一个神迹。
This is the very first miracle of Elijah.
如果你继续看过去的时候，他由约旦河翻去耶利哥，翻去伯大尼，翻去吉甲，就开始以利沙的服侍。
And if you read on, you will find that Elisha went on back through the route that he came, going to Jericho, and then to Bethel, and then to Gilgal, and then took on the ministry of Elisha.
你哋睇到以利亚属灵生命成长嗰条路
，can see the spiritual growth of Elijah
是重在跟随主
，is based on following the Lord。
佢唔单止外面嘅跟随
，it's not just outwardly following。
佢里面佢知道佢冇以利亚嗰个灵
，that he knew that he had not the spirit of Elijah。
当佢注视主嘅时候，注视天，睇住以利亚被接上升，佢睇到啊。
When he takes note of the heavens and sees how God has taken Elijah away,
他就得到服侍的能力。
And he has this power to serve.
他是由急甲对付肉体开始，这样生命成长。当他翻转头的时候，同样是走翻一步一步这样路，将天带到地上。
And when you see from Gilgal, is a progress of the spiritual growth from that place right through to Jordan. And then we find his return journey is going back to Gilgal, that is bringing heaven to earth. But I'm using this passage to bring out the spiritual meaning.
求主真係幫助我哋睇到我哋屬靈生命成長所要走嘅呢一路。
May the Lord help us to see to grow spiritually the way we have to take.
願意我哋大家裏面嘅跟隨，我哋有裏面真正愛主，對於主個事嗰個焦急嘅心。
That we not only following the Lord outwardly, but in us, we know of the Lord and is jealous for Him, we love Him.
主就咁样用着我哋，希望我哋当中兴起更多嘅器皿嚟到为主说话，让主嚟到使用我哋。
And may the Lord be able to raise up more Elisha in the midst that He could so use for His purpose.
求主 藉着呢啲嘅说话，俾我哋有啲嘅鼓励。
May the Lord through this word of His encourage us.
愿更多嘅人愿意紧紧嘅跟从主。
That there may be more who will be willing and ready to follow the Lord.
里面我哋系觉得自己唔够，我哋需要主加倍嘅力嚟到感动我哋。
That we see that in us we are insufficient and how we need the Lord to add to us.
我哋祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我哋感谢你，因为你将你嘅话，生命嘅话向我哋打开。
Lord, we thank you for you have opened your word, the word of life to us.
但要在这些说话以利沙的经历中里面，给我们有一些的开启，有一些的亮光。
Give to us that understanding and enlightenment in this learning of Elisha.
愿意我们真是里面是充满了愿意让你用我们的心智。
That in us we are filled with this willingness for you to use us.
愿我们的脚步是紧紧地跟从你。
That our feet may be one that will follow you.
愿你在我们当中兴起更多年轻的一代。
May you be able to raise up the younger generation in our midst.
让你使用成为你手中合用的器皿。
That you are able then to so use suitable vessels.
纪念在这里的教会，纪念每一个弟兄姊妹。
We remember the church here, each brother and sister.
愿意真是感动以利沙的灵更多地感动我们。
Lord, may the spirit of Elijah really move us.
我们将一切的荣耀都归给你。
May you have all the glory.
我们这样祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray and we give thanks in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.